It's 107.7 The Bone. Baby Huey and Chasta here. And Chasta, this summer, you and I are so excited for this tour and this show here in the Bay Area. Specifically, Slayer, Lamb of God, and Behemoth are coming to the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium here in San Francisco Wednesday, August 9th. And if you want tickets, go to apeconcerts.com or ticketmaster.com. You and I are just amped up for this tour when we heard the announcement. With that being said, we have a very special guest on the line.
Yes, we do. On our Rockstar Hotline, we've got today Mark Morton of Lamb of God. How's it going?
What's up, y'all? Good to talk to you.
Awesome.
You just say y'all. I love it. You're after my heart already.
Well, that was easy.
Hey, you're calling me easy. Wait a minute. That's not what we want to start off here.
Well, Chas is originally from Oklahoma, so that's why she loves it.
Okay.
So, Mark, hey, thanks again for making the time. So a lot of stuff to talk about. So first things first, for me, when I heard about this tour announcement, I personally got really excited because, for me, it reminds me loosely of a reunion of the old Unholy Alliance tour back in the day with you guys and Slayer back. And I've never seen that tour in 2006. So for me, like, what are you most looking forward to about this tour?
Oh, well, gosh, a lot of things. So I guess we haven't officially toured with Slayer in quite a while. Maybe that was the last time. I mean, I know we've played festivals with them in Europe over the years, but I don't think we've toured with them for quite some time. So it's good to... The great thing about touring with Slayer for us is that there's a lot of kind of congruency between their fan base and ours. A lot of their fans are our fans. A lot of our fans are their fans. So it's just it's a heavy tour. You know, all the bands on the bill are really heavy and great at what they do, and a lot of old friends amongst the bands and crews. So I think it's just going to be a fun summer, you know, and just to reconnect with everybody and play some heavy metal music for the fans.
Yeah, Baby Huey and I have been talking. This is arguably the heaviest tour of the summer. Do you miss the days of Mayhem Festival? Do you still wish there was like a national package tour featuring, you know, the heaviest in metal and hard rock?
You know, that's a good question, Chasta. I do. That in the kind of in the 2000s, mid-2000s, there was the Ozfest and the Mayhem tours, and that was just such a great platform for bands like us, and to get in front of, you know, to put a big package together and get in front of huge crowds, and it was a special time. And you know, it's still going on. It's now it seems to be that they're not as much touring packages; they're just kind of more regional shows that are putting big bills together. And it's just, you know, I guess the approach has changed. The energy is still there, but it kind of goes down in a different way. But yeah, those were really special times, and I have some really fond memories of that era. And it was a really important time for us too, because it was those tour packages really kind of helped break us to a I guess a little bit more of a mainstream audience, and certainly more of a national audience than we had kind of put together before that.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you just touched on it, and something we've noticed, which is our own observations just here in the Bay Area and just all over the country, we noticed instead of like these tours, there's been a lot more just festivals popping up all over America, which we think it's cool, but where did this trend come from? Is it because they see like all the success overseas in Europe and how they put on these massive festivals that everyone here is like, well, why not we do the same thing here?
Yeah, I think so. I think the combination of the success of like the European model of the festivals that's been going on for years and years and years, I think probably the promoters and the organizers here looked at that model and realized that, you know, it was probably, you know, a little more efficient, and just the costs involved with a traveling package like an Ozfest or a Mayhem are just astronomical. And that, given with, you know, just timing of the downturn in the economy and the way the record industry has changed, all those things kind of coalesce into basically the landscape changing for live music and people, you know, taking a new approach to things. And like I said, it's still happening. It's still working. There's some great, like, one-off regional weekend festivals that are happening. Mm-hmm. And we're still fortunate enough to be invited to participate in a lot of that kind of stuff. So I understand, I guess, intellectually why all that stuff changed and why it's, you know, moved into a different look. But that said, I'm a little nostalgic for some of the Ozfest days and the Mayhem days. That was really, really fun stuff when the same people were going around the country, you know, and a traveling festival. It felt like a circus, and it was a lot of fun. And
as
you can
fans,
imagine,
we had some
really good times in those days.
Yeah, as fans, I know we're kind of nostalgic for those days as well. So one of the big stories right now in the metal world is Devil Driver. They're currently working on a country cover record. We just talked to Dez from Devil Driver a few weeks ago, and he was talking about this album, and they're going to do like Johnny Cash covers, Willie Nelson covers. There's a ton of artists. You are one of the artists on this. So what can you tell us what country song you did with Dez?
Well, I don't want to release any of his information, but I can tell you that Dez is a close friend of mine. Mm-hmm. We've been
friends
for years.
He's a doll.
We've done a lot of tours together. I have a huge amount of respect for Dez, not only because he's a good friend and he's just such a devoted family man and just a good dude, super talented dude, but Dez is one of these people that has he's had the kind of longevity in this business that is beyond admirable, and he has reinvented himself several times and is consistently putting out quality music that he's really, really passionate about. He's super fan friendly. He's just a great dude, and I have a lot of respect for him, both as a peer, a musician, and a good friend.
That's cool. Well,
and yes, I did jam on his album, and
you're not giving us the breaking news. Damn you!
I'll let him break the news. All right.
Fair enough.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to see it. I mean, you're doing some really cool things. It's funny. You were kind of talking off the air before you called in about hiatuses, and it was reported that Lamb of God is going to go on a hiatus after this upcoming tour. And we were just kind of laughing because a lot of the musicians that we know personally or have talked to say that they're going on hiatus, but when they're like on a break, they work their butts off doing all these other projects. So what are your plans for this hiatus or this break?
Well, so it's a lot of times a hiatus, that's a subjective thing.
Right.
Very often when we sort of go out of the public eye in terms of what we're doing as a band and things that are being publicized and doing interviews like this and that kind of thing, it doesn't mean we're not working.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes us a fair amount of time to write and record these albums that we put out. So a lot of times we'll go off the radar and we're still working our little butts off to put music together. And then it comes out and then people hear it and it's like, where did this come from? So, we've been a band for a long time and we're a collective group of very creative people. I personally never stop making music. I'm always making music. So I think, Lamb might go out of the public eye for a little bit, but it doesn't mean we're all not doing stuff. I guess that's the most diplomatic way I can address it.
Yeah.
you should be in politics.
I know, right?
We're certainly not done. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up.
Okay, that's cool. Well,
both individually and collectively. Can you tell I was a political science major?
Yeah, right? I'm getting that.
We're very impressed. Well, also, Mark, so for me, unfortunately, I've never been to Virginia, but over the years, though, I have become like a very big fan of just a ton of bands out of Richmond, Virginia, including, like, of course, Legendary Gwar, but also I love Municipal Waste, Iron Reagan, and even, of course, you guys. But so what about Richmond, Virginia, that so many great bands have been coming out there? I mean, what's the music scene like out there?
Yeah, so Richmond is it's a really special place. So it's kind of a small town, and it's very interconnected. You know, it being a small town, all the kind of artists and musicians and tend to kind of know each other, and there's just always been a really kind of insular scene here. There was a VCU is the big college here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I met most of my bandmates there, and it was and still is a very big art school, so it attracted a lot of people from the region and really outside the region as well to come here for the art school.
Mm-hmm.
So you wind up having just a lot of, an extraordinary amount of creative people packed into this little small town, and that just breeds great music and great art. And I think it's a special situation. It's not entirely unique. I think there's other towns like that as well. But I think, you know, Richmond is just one of those towns where it's small. Everyone kind of knows everybody. And there's just a lot of great art and a lot of great music happening. And, you know, Lamb of God, fortunately, is one of the products of that.
Yeah. Well, Mark, we know you have limited time with us. We always like to wrap our rock star interviews with our favorite question. My favorite movie is Almost Famous, and the last scene of that film, a very important question. It seems simplistic, but when we ask it, we always get a pause and then a great answer. But the question at the last frame of the movie is, what do you love about music?
Oh, what do I love about music?
See, there's the pause. it always happens this way.
So music sets me free. Music is the place that I can go to where the rest of the world goes away, and I can really create this environment, this world, you know, of my own design, where the opportunities and capabilities are pretty much endless. And that's why I love the studio, because I can try anything I want, and if I mess up, I can do it again. And it just, for someone, you know, with a brain that works like mine, it gives me something to focus on and just kind of shuts everything down, and allows me to just really hyper-focus on something creative and positive, and just sets me free from everything else.
And who doesn't need an escape these days, right? There's plenty to escape from.
a healthy one. There's plenty of negative ones out there, and this is one of the healthy ones. So
That's great, Mark.
It's really the guiding force in my life.
That's awesome. Well, hey, Mark, listen, thank you so much for making the time today. So we encourage everyone here in the Bay Area, get your tickets ASAP. Slayer, Lamb of God, and Behemoth coming to the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium here in San Francisco Wednesday, August 9th. Get your tickets at apeconcerts.com or ticketmaster.com. And of course, get Lamb of God's latest EP, The Duke. It's out now. Find it on iTunes or go to your local record store. And for everything else, check out their website, lamb-of-god.com. And of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Hey, Mark, thank you again for making the time today. Much respect to you. And we look forward to headbanging with in San Francisco.
Horns high.
Thank you all so much for your time. I appreciate it very much.
All righty.
Awesome. See you in August. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.